Hi.
Thanks for being
your guest. You help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Please allow me to ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm unsatisfied with either choice.
Could you please repeat that one more time?
Not satisfied with either choice. Neither
candidate. With this, this is based on your feelings about the direction in which the country is headed. It's important to select one. Just based on your feelings.
Neither candidate is going to lead the country correctly. So I don't feel like it's going in the right direction either way. Because they both have selfish gains or selfish reasons for doing. So no matter who's in there, they're not going to do the right thing.
Okay, but we're not talking about candidates. We're just asking about the direction in which the country is headed.
Well, no, the country is not headed in a good direction because it don't treat the indigenous people right here. So anytime you don't treat the indigenous people right, you can never expect for it to end well. So, no, I don't like the way the country is going.
Okay.
Because it's getting further away from righting the wrongs.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Allow me to read them. Crime and violence.
Is important.
From 0 to 10?
A 10.
Okay, thank you. Now, climate change.
A 10.
Okay. Criminal justice reform.
A 10.
Healthcare.
10.
Okay. Student loan debt.
10.
Jobs and wages.
10.
Thank you. Reproductive freedom.
10.
Abortion rights.
0.
Voting rights.
10.
And migration.
10.
Okay. Racism and discrimination.
10.
Democracy.
10.
Okay. K-12 education.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Thank you. Let's move on to the next one. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10. I'm going to vote. I'm going to always vote. But no vote, no voice.
Thank you. Please allow me to ask you, what is your race?
American Indian.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a man.
Okay. Allow me to ask you, what is the year of your birth?
78.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College degree.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time. Your opinion is very important.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks to you. Goodbye.